The Average Network presents episode 55 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Deep beneath the streets of Washington, D.C., even beneath the Batcave of Vice POTUS, Count Richard Cheney, lies a portal to a time long gone and not close by, the primeval swamp from whence arose the nation's capital. Here we find Count Cheney, George, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, White House Communications Director Don Bartlett, and re-election campaign chief Mark Rasko slogging through the muck and mire that will someday curse American politics.
Get off the track, gentlemen.
Yes, we aren't certain what the muck and mire are composed of, but it's very hard on clothes.
Well, I ruined a real good pair of boots down here last time.
What's that thing?
Don't worry, Mark. It's distinct.
Extinct, Mr. President. It's the fossilized remains of a preposterosaurus, the legendary lounge lizard. They're quite rare.
Maybe we can carry it back and sell it to some Japanese collector, Count Cheney.
It's stone, Bartlett. A fossil.
It probably weighs 15 tons.
Well, you keep saying Bob Byrd's a fossil and he don't weigh that much.
And Senator Byrd's unique. He might be more valuable. Look into that, Rumsfeld.
Yes, Master. Can we sell Senator Byrd?
There it is,
Dick.
Just ahead. We gotta do that chant again?
No, he's expecting us. I shall call him.
What is that thing?
It looks like a big upside-down Tupperware bowl with a punch.
Well, that's a Federal Reserve luxury apartment. We's in a past, Mark.
We're what?
To protect the mighty Yodar Greenspam from undue influence and harm, he and the other Reserve Board members live in the distant past.
Yes, there's an odd time distortion in the old Senate Hall. Something about the materials and the way the corners juxtapose. Where we are is 70,000 years in the past.
It certainly is quiet here.
No yapping news hounds.
Yeah, but it smells bad and the air's kind of purple.
Keeps the property values reasonable. Here's the drawbridge, Master.
This is great. Can I be communications director forever, boss?
Sure, if we change you, we'd have to get new business.
Gentlemen, cards. Please.
Oh, mighty Yoda Greenspam, shed light upon our unworthy heads and impart your wisdom unto us. Hail, O wise and wealthy one. Up here!
Pull out my porch trucks. Cheney, use that?
Hello, mighty Yoda. I have come for your wise counsel one again. I have brought a bribe.
Drawbridge shall I lower. If larger than size 9, toes you should watch.
Wow, this is terrific. I'll bet that door's an antique. Whoa, I'll bet he's an antique.
Both counts on right. Welcome you two gentlemen. What need you here this time?
Oh, wise Yoda, we need to re-elect George and we're running low on funds.
Yeah, I gotta go on being president or folks gonna start investigating most everything.
For a start, you must rove stop. Cod and rove are ads creating for every utter's scary sentences.
We've tried, mighty Yodar, but Carl never listens.
He's a stupid Nazi.
Hey, Muppet, you ain't talking funny no more.
George!
It's hard enough getting you to listen with good syntax. Look, clowns, I warned you about rove and cod and use.
Hey, they my friends.
You ain't got no friends, Bubala. You got cronies, you got victims, you got advisors. Dick, Rumsfeld, and Kissinger are advisors. I'm an advisor. Cod, Rove, and Hughes are cronies. But you blew your wad, Pally. You all think people give you money because they love you? They give you dough for favors. And you've been tapping them for over a year. They're gonna rebel on you.
All right, we know how it doesn't work. We need more money.
I'm head of the re-election committee, Mr. Yodar, and I think you're wrong.
What's this?
Mark Rasko. He really is re-election chief.
You should kill him. He's an idiot.
Hey, that isn't nice.
You're the one ordering all these commercials?
Well, I okay them. So does George.
Well, they're ugly.
Well, you ain't much to look at neither. Hey, if you's in a dim past, how you know about my commercials?
I know the ways of the Force.
Hey, that was pretty neat. Do it again.
George, mighty Yoda, what must we do to survive?
You must a way of warrior adopt. On Ed's go easier, indefinitely you cannot go on fundraising.
Carl thinks we have to promote fear and derision.
It only to a point works. You know, none of this would you have to do if honest you had been from the start.
Mighty Yoda, please, we need money.
So this my problem
this
is...
This is great stuff, Mr. President.
Have you thought get holding up down, convenience
give me a
stores
of... That green
That's
spam
a thought, Master.
Right, Chief?
We'd have to hold up rather a lot of them, wouldn't we?
Well, I could get Ashcroft on it. He's back to work.
And Ponzi schemes, don't forget.
How about Republican casinos?
You're not dumb as you so much look.
Are you getting all this, Bartlett?
Got it, Chief.
Episode 55 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Many celebrities impersonated in this program may be found at the toy counter of any reasonably well-stocked retro store in your area. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.